Welcome in here to another edition of Leash on Life as we take a look at what's going on at the Atlantic Animal Shelter. Andrea Ferrier along with us for the program as always. And Andrea, kind of not much change this week here at the shelter.
Some weeks I have all new animals to talk about. Some weeks it's the same animals as last week. So you never know what's going to happen. That's true. That's true.
All right. Well, we have a few up for adoption here currently. So we'll go ahead and run through those for you here first.
So if you're looking for a cat, you've heard about these cats before. We have the same three cats that we had last week. So I'd really like to find them a home. Maybe everybody's been too busy Christmas shopping or whatever, and now you're kind of settling down and thinking about winter. Again, you know, the cozy image, cat in your lap, good book. It's the wintertime thing to do, you know, to have a cat. So I'm hoping somebody out there is looking for a cat. We have two tiger-striped, you know, brown and black cats. One's name is Alpine and one is Arizona. They're very friendly, very beautiful. One's a little chuffier than the other, a little fluffier than the other one. One's kind of a thinner body style and one's a little fluffier, but they're both very sweet, very friendly, would make lovely, lovely pets. And then we still have Tessie, that Siamese mix. She is really looking for a home where she can give all of her love and attention just to one person. She'd prefer not to have other cats around especially. So if you're looking for a house cat, these are the ones for you. We also have, you know, I love at the shelter, we have the opportunity to try and rehome even the most challenging situations. We have two cats right now who, let's just say they're not lap cats. They're not especially friendly. But that doesn't mean that they couldn't be great additions to your farm. If you need a mouser, if you need a cat that's self-sufficient, if you need, you know, someone you don't have to give a whole lot of attention to and they can still hold their own and, you know, kind of help out around the farm with catching rodents, these might be the ones for you. So we try at the shelter to really give everybody a chance. And these guys could be excellent in that capacity. So if you're needing farm cats, please come on in and check them out as well.
All right. So you never know the situation. All types for all fitting different situations, and maybe that'll work out for somebody. Also, we have one dog to let us know about as well.
Just one. That's right. Sometimes we get owner surrenders, and that's an opportunity where we can know a little bit more about the animal. This is a coonhound, and boy, she's a beautiful coonhound, too. Her name is April. She's 2 years old. She has been fixed. She needs to be caught up to date on her shots, but she's been fixed. You know, the big expense is out of the way. She loves other animals. She loves kids. She'd make a really great addition to somebody's family. And I love the hound dog voice, you know, where they have that lovely baying sound. And she has that. You know, she just really sounds and looks like the typical coonhound and would just really make a good addition to somebody's family. So if you're looking for a dog, April might just be the one for you. And the good news about adopting them when they're this year, my grandpa once told me that dogs don't really become tolerable until they're 2 years old. You know, they're in that goofy puppy stage where they tear things up and they have accidents. And, you know, the great thing about a two-year-old is she's still got a lot of life left in her, but she's kind of settled down and not kind of so silly like puppies can be. So that'd be a great addition for somebody.
All right. So possibly something that can work out well for somebody there in the dog department. And then we also wanted to talk about something that, you know, maybe isn't always present on folks' mind or maybe something they don't quite understand the full scale of, and that's licensing your pets.
Absolutely. It's not our favorite part to have to remind people of these responsibilities, but we know people want to be good pet owners and do the right thing. And the ordinance in the city is that if you have a dog that resides within the city limits, you have to license your animal. That's just the end all be all. That's what the regulations say. It's easy to do. However, you have to come down to the shelter, and unfortunately, it has to be done in cash. Can't take checks at the shelter, unfortunately. But as long as your dog has been neutered or spayed, it's only $5 for a yearly registration, and that just helps ensure that, you know, they're on file. If your dog gets found, we can reconnect you with them, and that you're following the law. So, I mean, this is a very useful thing to do. If you happen to have an animal that's not neutered or spayed, the cost is $25, but still very affordable. And again, you know, you want to be following the law and make sure that your animal will be safe. And when you bring the money in and the information in, of course, we need proof of rabies vaccination also. That's just for everybody's safety and to meet the requirements of that ordinance. So I just wanted to remind people about that as the beginning of the year comes around, it's time to do that and get your dog registered. It's just once a year, very painless. The people there are very friendly, but it does require that you come on down to the shelter and get that done.
All right. So something that's very easy to do and, you know, just simply needs to be done. And like you said, it can be of value to you as well. With the, you know, the situation where you lose your pet, obviously, you know, you can go look at the shelter. But if someone out there is able to get a hold of that pet, and then they can connect that information that could be a useful something to have in the back pocket, I
Absolutely.
Guess.
It's less painful and less expensive than paying taxes and could get you a better reward by getting your animal back. So, I mean, go. You know, you got to think about these things this time of year.
All right. So some great things. If folks need to stop by the shelter, where do they need to go?
We are at the corner of Sunnyside and 2nd on the northwest corner of town with the wastewater treatment plant.
And the hours of operation, if they're going to stop by?
Monday through Friday, 2:30 to 5:30, and Saturdays, 8 to noon. The telephone number is 243-2287.
All right, and they do have some online resources for folks to stay connected as well.
Yep, you can go to petfinder.com, type in the zip code for Atlantic, and see the animals that are available at the shelter. Also, if you're on Facebook, you can go to Atlantic Animal Shelter, and I keep talking that up. I want people to know that that's a resource. If you have questions or comments or something like that, that's a good place to post those to.
All right, so lots of great information. Andrea, thanks once again for info from the shelter.
Absolutely, and remember, when you go in, tell them you heard about the animals on KJAN.
That does it for Leash on Life today.